Okay, let's get cracking. Today we are continuing in the fifth parak of Maseches Maaser Sheni. Today we are learning Parak Hey, Mishnah Yud Aleph, and Parak Hey, Mishnah Yud Beis. We continue our discussion regarding Vidui Maaser, the declaration that a person makes to declare that he separated Trumos and Maaseros in the appropriate way. Parak Hey, Mishnah Yud Aleph, and Parak Hey, Mishnah Yud Beis are going to be continuing to discuss and describe exactly what the psukim are referring to when a person is declaring that he separated everything in the appropriate way. Says the Mishnah, Kechol mitzvascha asher tzivi sanim. When the pasuk says that you said that we separated according to your entire commandments that you commanded Hashem, we did everything. That's referring to separating the maestros and so on in the appropriate order. The order, generally speaking, is first Bikurim, then Truma, then Maaser Rishon, and then either Maaser Sheni or Maaser Ani, depending on the year of the Shemitah cycle. So if someone followed the appropriate order, then he can recite the Vidui. However, Ha im hikdim Maaser Sheni l'Rishon eni yachol hezvados. But if a person did the order in the wrong way, and instead he separated Maaser Sheni before Maaser Rishon, then he can recite the Vidui, because again, he did it in the inappropriate way, in the wrong way, and therefore you're saying now that you did it in the right way. Continuing in the Mishnah, when a person says, Lo avarti mitzvosecha, that I have not transgressed any of your commandments, I didn't go against anything that you said, what does that mean? It means, Lo hifrashti mimin al she'eino mino. It means that I didn't separate trumos and maestros from one species of type of crop on behalf of another species of produce. For example, you can't separate wheat for barley or grapes for figs and so on. You have to separate your trumos and maestros for the on behalf of the actual produce that you had. You can't sort of switch it up. V'lo min ha'talosh ala mechubar, and not from produce that is detached from the ground on behalf of produce that is still attached to the ground. V'lo min ha'mechubar v'lo ala talosh, and not from attached produce on behalf of detached produce. V'lo min ha'chadosh al ha'yashan, and not from crops that come from the new crop, meaning the current year, on behalf of crops that come from the previous year. V'lo min ha'yashan al ha'chadosh, and not from the old crop. Again, from crops, you can't separate trumos and maaseros from previous year crops on behalf of new crops. And finishing off the Mishnah, what's the final word that he's going to say? V'lo shachachti. The pasuk's final phrase is that I did not forget. Lo shachachti milivarechecha umilahazkir shimcha alav. That I did not forget to make a bracha and to mention your name, meaning to say there's a special bracha. Baruch to Hashem v'kinu melech ha'olam, asher kiddushanu b'mitzvot v'tzivanu lahafrish truma. That he's saying that I made that bracha as well when I separated the trumos and maestros, and certainly that's what he's saying. V'lo shachach, they didn't forget to make that bracha. Now, even though brachos, generally speaking, are midirabban, they're rabbinic in nature, so this is it's not an exact source for a bracha. This is usually a source would be would make it d'araisa, would make it min haTorah, would make it a Torah obligation. But it's what we call an asmachta. It's a nice idea that we found a hint to in the Torah, but the bracha itself is still midirabbanan, is still rabbinic in nature. Now we're continuing with Perek Hey, Mishnah Yud Beis, as we move on to the second pasuk in Parshas Kisavo regarding the Vidui Maaser. Says the Mishnah, again quoting from the pasuk in Kisavo, Lo achalti be'oni mimenu. The pasuk says that I did not eat from it, meaning from the Trumas and Maaseros, when I was an onin. Then when a person's a relative, one of his seven closest relatives passes away, a father, a mother, a brother, a sister, a child, a son, a daughter, a spouse, and so on, he becomes an onin, and that's the status that he has before the burial takes place. And during that time, it's prohibited, it's not allowed for someone to eat maaser sheni, neta revai, or bikurim. So he can't eat any of those things. That's what he's saying, lo achalti ba'oni mimenu, that if I became an onin, I did not eat any of these trumos and maaseros. Ha im achalu ba'anina in yachal ezvados. But if he did eat it when he was an onin, when his relative passed away before the burial, again, it's a time when you can't do any mitzvahs, including eating these crops, he may not recite the vidoy if he ate it during that time. V'lo bi'arti mimenu bitame. And the next line is that the Torah tells us that I did not remove, meaning I didn't perform biur and destroy any of the maeseros when I was in a state of tumah, that he didn't separate the maeser sheni for the sake of biur when he was tame, because then he would have caused it to become tame, and certainly you can't do that. So if he did that, then he wouldn't be allowed to make the vidui. But presumably he's saying v'lo biarti menu b'tame, that ha'im efrishu b'tumah eini yochel esvados. But if he did separate it when he was in a state of tumah, thereby making the crops tame, then he may not recite the vidui. But certainly if he was careful and didn't make them tame, then he would be allowed to recite the vidui. Continuing in the Mishnah, v'lo nasati mimenu lemeis, the Torah says that I didn't use it for the needs of the dead. Lo lakachti mimenu arun v'sachrichin lemeis, he's declaring that I didn't use the money of my sesheni to buy a coffin or burial shrouds for a dead body. V'lo nasati v'lo'oninim achirim, and I did not give the my sesheni to other onanim, other people who are not allowed to eat it. Once again, my sesheni should be eaten only by a regular person who didn't just lose a relative, and when your person is not Tameh in Yerushalayim. And that's what he's declaring again as part of this Vidui Meiser, as part of this confession. Continuing in the Mishnah, Shamati Bekol Hashem Elokai, the Torah says that I listened to the voice of Hashem, my God. What does that mean? Hevesiv lebeis habechira. This means that I brought it to the Beis HaMikdash. That's what you're supposed to do with the produce. You bring it to Yerushalayim. You bring the Bikurim, really, to the Beis HaMikdash. Again, as we learned in the beginning of Parshas Kisavo, final phrase of this pasuk. What does he say? Asisi kichol asher tzivisani. The Torah, the pasuk concludes by saying that I've acted according to everything that you have commanded me. What does that mean? Samachti v'simachti bo. That I was happy with it and I brought joy to others with it. Meaning to say that I ate my ma'aser sheni in a state of simcha, in a state of joy, and I brought others joy as well by sharing the ma'aser sheni with them. So again, quick review. Perek Hey Mishnah Yud Aleph discussed the end of the previous pasuk that we were discussing regarding the vidui ma'aser, that you have to make sure that you do that you separated the ma'aser in order. You're declaring that you separated in the appropriate order. You're saying that you separated the appropriate min, the appropriate type of crop on behalf of the same type of crop. You didn't, separate any other types on behalf of any other types, and so on and so forth, whether it's detached versus attached, whether it's new versus old crops, and so on and so forth. And then you're declaring that you made the appropriate bracha as well of Lahafresh Truma when you separated the Trumas and Maestros. And then Perek Hei Mishnah Yud Beis discussed that you're making a declaration that you didn't eat any of the crops when you were in a state of aninos, when you were in onen. You're declaring that you didn't separate it when you were tameh. You're declaring that you didn't use it for any burial items and so on and so forth. That you didn't give it to any other people that are onen that aren't allowed to eat the crops. And then you're concluded by saying that when it came to Bikurim, you brought them to the Beis HaMikdash, and when it came to Ma'aser Sheni, you brought them to eat them in Yerushalayim, to have joy in Yerushalayim, and to love others to feel that joy as well. Have a great day.